That's a question from Sir Staye. So you have the floor.
Yes, I think it was more in the nature of a comment than an actual question. I fully understand the sort of the dilemma that you faced, and it is a rather sui generis case in the study of comparative conflict resolution efforts. There is no doubt as regards the asymmetry between Israel and the Palestinians that is established. And it is also established that the United States does not claim to be impartial in the sense that, say, the Norwegians are. I was have always understood that the Palestinians, despite these drawbacks, accepted a U.S. role because they felt that only the U.S., if anyone, can deliver Israel at the end of the day. I'm not sure whether that's true anymore, but I always understood that that was where you were coming from. That's how I always assumed it. More or less in the same way, also asymmetrical, that Israel is confident enough that the United States will not, let's say, sell them down the river. That's what I've always assumed. But I mean, it's up to the Palestinians to decide who they accept, and to the Israelis as well, and also as to the terms of reference of the mediator. Now, as I understand it, the French exercise, I don't see as a third party role in the sense that one might have expected the Norwegians or the US or other mediators to carry it out. As I see it, and that is one possible useful contribution that could be made at this time, which is probably not very propitious for negotiations, that the Security Council should that this was in preparation for the Security Council laying down, hopefully within the next few months, the parameters within which a solution should occur, a Security Council vision of final status, as it were. We will accept, the Security Council will support a solution if it is within these parameters, a statement of that nature. On along the lines of Resolution 435 regarding Namibia. Not something that the Security Council was trying to impose at the time. It took 10 or 11 years for it to be put into practice. But there was a blueprint ready when the time came. Or like Resolution 598, which opened the door to the acceptance by Iran of a ceasefire with Iraq. That I would see as a useful role to be played by the Security Council. May I take advantage of this in less than 30 seconds, Mr. Chairman, to ask a question of my own to Yair Hirschfeld? And it is, having a regard to the fact that, in a sense, Oslo was sort of the firing gun for the start of an exponential growth in settlements in occupied Palestinian territory. Is he as happy with the result constituted by Oslo today as he was then? Thank you.